Good morning again to many of you, and welcome. The chair calls the first meeting of the ALA Council to order. Would all councilors please occupy the reserved seats in the front of the room? I'm going to read through the instructions rather quickly because most of you were here for the council APA meeting, so I'm going to expedite the reading, but it's important that you know the rules. So if you want to speak at this meeting, please go to a microphone, wait for recognition, then give your name and indicate if you are a division councilor, chapter councilor, councilor at large, or roundtable councilor. Motion forms must be completed for all motions. For your convenience, the motion forms are available at each end of your table. Motion forms must be printed legibly, signed by the mover and seconder, and given to the projectionist before you go to the microphone. This assures that the overhead slide will be available for your motion at the time it is introduced. You will be asked to raise one of your hands for all votes that are not adopted by general consent. Only if the vote seems close will I call for a standing vote. General consent voting will be used only for routine and non-controversial decisions, typically of a procedural nature, such as the decision to recess or change the agenda. Use of general consent is not an appropriate way of voting on main motions. Please watch the overhead screens for the motion descriptions to use on your voting cards. I will also indicate them orally. You may only use that descriptor. Please do not improvise. Your voting record is at your place. You should have a pink card for this morning, sorry. If you must leave before adjournment, please take your card to Lois Ann Gregory Wood over at the projectionist table in this room. It is ALA policy to employ a professional parliamentarian, and we have with us still on the podium, Ellie Mina, our parliamentarian. Ellie will be available at the resolutions table number 16 in the ALA offices here in this convention center to help you with any questions you have regarding parliamentary procedure. The resolutions table hours are listed in ALA Council document number 3. Also on the platform with me today are Maureen Sullivan, ALA President-elect, Joanne Kempf, ALA Office of Governance, Keith Michael Fields, ALA Executive Director. Also, Danielle Alderson, not on the podium, but over where the projectionist is, and Lois Ann Gregory Wood, ALA Council Secretariat. This meeting is being captioned for the hearing impaired. A captionist for the midwinter meeting is Kathy Cortopassi. If you wish to take advantage of this service, please be seated where you can see the screens. Also, we have reserved a table for members of the press. It is to my right near the captionist table. It's over there. It says, okay, never mind. Okay. Electrical outlets are available for those of you who wish to plug in your laptops at the tables. For those counselors who would like to have their photograph taken for the council webpage photo gallery, please see Lois Ann at the projectionist table. We have special guests with us today. If they are in the room, I will ask them to stand as I call their names. I'll try this, but please hold your applause until all have been recognized, even though I probably won't get you to do that. The American Library Association is delighted to introduce ALA presidential candidates Barbara K. Stripling and Gina J. Millsap. Also with us today are Ingrid Perron. Is she here? She is back here. She is president of the International Federation of Library Associations and a neighbor who lives in Canada. So we are fortunate to have someone who is so close to us as president of IFLA. Min Chow, president of the Chinese American Librarians Association. Mary Chute, deputy director for Libraries Institute of Museum and Library Services. Mary's not here. Heidi P. Frank, president-elect, online audiovisual catalogers. Darcy Kirk, President, American Association of Law Libraries, Roberta I. Schaefer, Associate Librarian of Congress for Library Services, John Bornman, immediate past president, Indiana Library Federation, Janice Boyer, president, Nebraska Library Association, Terry Buckner, president, Kentucky Library Association, Abigail Elder, president, Oregon Library Association. She was elected a little early. She's filling an unexpired term as well as having been elected. So my script said president-elect, but she's actually president as of a week ago. Jan Brew Enright, president-elect of the South Dakota Library Association. Tina Glatz, president-elect, New Mexico Library Association. Adrian Juarez, president-elect, Utah Library Association. Dennis J. LaLoop, ALA counselor and president, Indiana Library Federation. Tim Mallory, immediate past president, Washington Library Association. Gina Marker, president, Idaho Library Association. Ron McCabe, president-elect, Wisconsin Library Association. Charlene Pichelieu, president-elect, Louisiana Library Association. Rhonda Puntney Gould, ALA counselor and immediate past president, Wisconsin Library Association. Lisa Rice, president-elect, Kentucky Library Association. Barbara J. Stites, president-elect of the Florida Library Association. Emily E. Tisch, president-elect of the Alabama Library Association. Tom Wilding, ALA counselor and president-elect of the Arizona Library Association. I don't know if that's a promotion or not, Tom. Did I miss anyone? Microphone 5.
Rodney Lippard, North Carolina Chapter Counselor, and our North Carolina Library Association President Wanda Brown is here.
Thank you. Anyone else? I don't know. I'd also like to introduce Lori Borman, who is the new editor of American Libraries. For those of you who haven't had a chance to meet her, she's back here in the center waving. Thank you for honoring us by being at this council meeting today. The quorum for council meeting is 75 councilors. I've been advised that we have well over 75 councilors present, and therefore we have a quorum. Thank you. The rules for this meeting are in council document number 5. Written reports should not be read, and when resolutions are presented, only the resolved clauses should be read. The Resolutions Committee is responsible for reviewing all resolutions at least 24 hours before those resolutions are added to the council agenda. Please be reminded that all resolutions with fiscal implications must go to the Budget Analysis and Review Committee, BARC, before being added to the agenda. Debate shall be limited to 3 minutes for each speaker. No speaker may have the floor twice on the same question until all who wish to speak have spoken. We have timing lights that will indicate how much time you have left. When the green light is on, you have the beginning of your 3 minutes. When the yellow light comes on, you have 1 minute remaining. When the red light comes on, your time is up, and you'll hear from me as well. Does everyone know where the lights are? Can you see the lights? Keep in mind, this is not intended to stifle debate, but to ensure fairness. Is there any objection to the proposed rules? If there's no objection, then the chair declares the rules adopted by consent. As a courtesy to others, please turn off your cell phones or put them on silent prompting. If you need to make or take a call, please leave the council area. Thank you. The Resolutions Committee asks that all resolutions be submitted in hard copy and email to Councilor Larry Romans, Chair of the Resolutions Committee. Larry, would you stand so that people can see who you are if they don't know you? At ALA Resolutions, I'm sorry, okay, at ALA Resolutions, a symbol, ALA.org. This will aid in the projectionist in preparing your motions for the overhead screens. The Resolutions Committee is stationed in the ALA office area, table number 16, in this convention center during the times listed in ALA Council Document Number 3. Also be reminded that all committee reports and documents must be emailed to Lois Ann Gregory Wood, ALA Council Secretariat, at lgregory@ala.org, no later than 6 p.m. on the day preceding the council meeting at which they are to be discussed. Also, please provide Lois Ann with a contact phone number in case there is a question about your document. The agenda, ALA Council Document Number 8.2 Revised 12212 at 9:30 p.m., that's what it should be, date stamped on what you have, is available at the Council Document Pickup Station in this room. On the agenda, you'll find allocations of time to certain issues. These time limits are only estimates to guide me as I run the meeting. Under the 24-hour rule, we have also received the following resolution to add to new business. Resolution on publishers and practices which discriminate against library users. Do you have any other new business you'd like to add at this time? Microphone number 5.
Cindy Cizak, New Jersey Chapter Counselor and the mover of this council document. I'd like to request that this be postponed till Council 2.
Is there any objection? We'll move it to Council 2. Thank you very much. Any other issues related to the agenda? If there are no further corrections, I declare that the ALA Council, the chair declares the ALA Council minutes. I'm sorry, I must have flipped an extra page. Are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing no objections, the chair declares the agenda adopted as amended. If there are no corrections to the agenda, I mean this minutes. Right, I'm missing a page. It's not on 23. You were emailed the minutes of the 2011 ALA Annual Conference, ALA Council Document Number 2. Copies are also available at the documents pickup station. Are there any corrections to be noted? Seeing no one at the microphone, the chair declares the ALA Council minutes from the 2011 ALA Annual Conference adopted. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is nominations for the 2012 ALA Executive Board elections. I now call upon Maureen Sullivan, Chair of the 2011-2012 ALA Council Committee on Committees, to present the committee's report. Maureen?
Thank you, Molly. On behalf of the 2011-12 ALA Committee on Committees, I and the members of this group are Aaron Dobbs, Peter Hepburn, Sarah Kelly Johns, and Patrick Sweeney, and myself, of course. I'm very pleased to submit Council Document Number 11. This document contains the committee's 6 nominations for election to this 2012 Executive Board. The 3 candidates who will receive the highest number of votes will be elected to serve 3-year terms beginning at the adjournment of the 2012 Annual Conference in Anaheim. I would ask that each of the candidates stand when I name them. And I would also ask those of you in council to hold your applause until all candidates have been named. The candidates are Rob Banks, who is the Chief Operating Officer in the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library in Topeka, Kansas. Alexia Hudson, who is a reference and instruction librarian at Penn State and Abington College in Abington, Pennsylvania. Bobby Newman, a graduate student in the master's program in public policy and administration at Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. John Moorman, who serves as the director of the Williamsburg Regional Library in Williamsburg, Virginia. And Rosario Garza, who is the executive director of the Southern California Library Cooperative in Monrovia, California. And Karen Downing, who serves as the University Learning Communities Liaison Library, the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Thank you, Maureen. The chair. The chair would like to call your attention to Bylaw Article 3, Section 6C, which provides for nominations from the floor. Seconds are not required for floor nominations. Are there any nominations from the floor for the ALA Executive Board election? Microphone number 7.
Tom Wilden, Counselor at Large. I would like to nominate Larry Romans, and I would like to nominate Gladys Smiley Bell.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Yes, I have to ask if she's willing to stand, but it's a long hearing a little bit. Will those nominated from the floor please come to the microphone? So that would be Gladys Smiley Bell. Will you please come to the microphone? State your name, title, and organizational affiliation, and declare your willingness to stand for election. Microphone number 3.
Hello, my name is Gladys Smiley Bell, and I'm the Peabody Rare Book Librarian at Hampton University and HBCU, and I'm willing to stand for nomination for Executive Board.
Thank you. If there are no further nominations, the chair declares the nominations closed. The chair will now repeat the names of all the candidates nominated for election to the ALA Executive Board. Rob Banks, Gladys Bell, Alexia Hudson, Bobby Newman, John Moorman, Rosaria Garza, Karen Downing. Please be reminded that the ALA Executive Board Candidates Forum will be held tomorrow, Monday, January 23rd, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., or immediately following the close of Council 2 in this room. The forum is designed to allow the Council an opportunity to hear the views and ask questions of Executive Board candidates. Ballots will be ready for you to pick up immediately following the Executive Board Candidates Forum tomorrow, Monday, January 23rd, from 12:30 to 1:30. The ballots and the ballot box will remain in this room for 1 hour after the forum, from 1:30 to 2:30. Balloting will then continue in the ALA office area at table number 16, in this convention center. You must call for your ballot in person. The tellers will close the ballot box at 7:30 p.m. on Monday in order to tally the votes. They will present the report to you on Tuesday during our final meeting. As noted in ALA Council Document Number 11.1, the following councilors have volunteered to serve as tellers for this election: Kirby McCurtis, Diana Wu, and Henry Stewart as chair. Thank you for volunteering. The chair now refers you to ALA Council Document Number 15 and calls upon ALA Executive Director Keith Michael Fields to review the Executive Board actions taken since the 2011 annual conference in New Orleans, Louisiana. Keith?
Thank you. I call your attention to Council Document Number 15. Basically, I think most of the actions are pretty straightforward, and a number of them will be appearing in various reports later on. I would note that in addition to the executive session resolutions which are listed here is the resolution for the acquisition of Neil Schumann, and Jim will actually discuss that, so I just want to make that clear. Are there other questions?
Seeing no one at the microphone, thank you very much, Keith. We'll now move on to ALA Council Document Number 9, which is the Implementation Report of Council's 2011 Annual Conference Actions. The Chair will again call upon Keith to respond to any questions about the report.
Thank you. The majority of these fall into resolutions which are adopted, which have either been incorporated into documentation and policy, been communicated to the membership and to the public, and or specifically conveyed to appropriate entities. There are three areas, one of which has been reported on, but let me just take them on page 9. The issue of the beginning to develop some prototype projects for the use of hybrid meetings, which is to say meetings in which people who are meeting face-to-face here are linked in real time to other people that are participating remotely. Just to let councilors know that the approach that we're taking in order to facilitate that is by making wireless available and making arrangements that those committees that want to engage in hybrid meetings have access to meeting locations with wireless. And then second of all, making available Skype packages, which is a significant step above a telephone connection. I will, once we get done with the midwinter meeting, I know that Mary and I will report back to you in terms of what we're seeing in terms of adoption of hybrid meetings and this experimentation. On page 10, continuing, obviously you'll be hearing from the Digital Content and Libraries Working Group. There's been a lot of activity following that action of council. And then last but not least, on page 19, there were some recommendations with regard to the membership meeting and a new approach to it. Just to reiterate that, in fact, we are going to be trying a new format at annual conference in which the information session will occur Saturday in the afternoon and will consist of reports that would be reasonably expected to be presented to the membership, a treasurer's report, a president's report, and that would be hopefully presented to a larger audience as a result of of publicizing it and the time slot, and then would be followed by a membership that would really consist of a more open environment so that members could then direct the discussion. So that would mean that the notion of trying to present a program at the membership to attract members so that we could have a quorum to really just approach things in a more straightforward fashion. So that is in place for annual, and again, we'll do our best to publicize this for the membership, we'll see how it works and make adjustments if necessary.
Are there any questions? Thank you very much, Keith. I now direct you to ALA Council Document Number 30 and call upon Sari Feldman and Robert Wolven, co-chairs of the Digital Content on Libraries Working Group, to present the report. We thought it would be useful to have a report from this new committee, since there are so many issues around the digital world we live in and libraries. So you should come up to the podium, please. We thought we'd take the opportunity of a relatively light agenda for this council meeting to have them report. I will say from the beginning that they've literally had their first face-to-face meeting less than 24 hours ago. There will be a lot of probably responses which are, well, that, yes, we will look into that. In any case, Sari and Bob, thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much, Molly. I think I speak for myself and Bob. We're very pleased to be co-chairing this committee. We think the work that we're going to do is critical to the American Library Association, as well as our membership and all of the people that we serve out in our communities. Council was presented with a written report, and I won't reiterate any of the items in that report. We had our first meeting yesterday. We had an excellent attendance from the people appointed to the committee, and we have a cross-section of people from all types of libraries, as well as people who are vendors to libraries, and some people representing publishing as well. And I think we had a very lively and concrete discussion trying to help us focus on what will be the priorities of the committee. We have organized into six sub-work groups that will focus on different topics, and now the there's a concern to be very quick and very immediate in terms of our response to some of the issues, and so the subgroups will get organized immediately after conference and begin their work so that we will have some product to provide back to the American Library Association and, of course, this council as well. And then I'm going to let Bob talk a little bit about our interaction with the publishing industry.
Thank you, Sari. I merely have to add that following the official group meeting last evening, ALA had organized a reception for several publishers who were invited. This was an informal event, but I think a very productive one in starting the dialogue with some of the major players. We had representatives from five of the major publishers there. We began the discussion. We felt it was a very productive discussion. And this will be a precursor to meetings that you can read in the report are going to be taking place at the end of the month between the ALA leadership and certain publishers in New York. Members of our group will be meeting again this evening to develop further the talking points for those meetings, and that's a part of our charge as well. So that's the next action at this meeting. And then, as Sari said, we expect to see a good deal of action before annual, when we hope we'll have more substance to report there. And I think we'd be happy to address questions.
Are there any questions for Sari and Bob? You must be doing great work. No questions at all. I would just want to thank Sari and Bob for accepting my invitation to chair this huge responsibility within the association. I had an opportunity last night, as did Keith and Maureen, to participate in their meeting, at least part of their meeting. And it's a tremendous committee in terms of the expertise that's at the table and the different perspectives. And I will say, in appointing the committee, part of what we did was listen to the council discussion about the that came forward after the EQAC report last summer, so that we could make sure we had some representation on that committee that some councilors felt we needed to have. So we think this is a broad committee with a big, broad charge, and we want to build on the great work that is already being done within ALA as much as possible in the divisions and offices and roundtables and various other places. So I just want to offer my thanks again to the two of you and to your committee members for stepping up and taking this responsibility. Thank you. Well, gee. With the resolution under new business moved to Council 2, we're actually to the place where we have announcements. So Keith will let us know what there is.
Thank you, Molly. We have received petitions for Councilor at Large from the following additional candidates. Rosie L. Albritton, Director of Library Services at the Prairie View ARM University John B. Coleman Library in Prairie View, Texas. and Virginia Moore from the Prince George County Memorial Library, Oxon Hill Branch in Oxon Hill, Maryland. And for those of you who missed the earlier announcement, registration currently stands at 6,288 registered attendees. This is as of the end of the day yesterday, and 3,666 exhibitors for a grand total of 9,954, and that compares with 10,713 last year in San Diego.
Microphone number seven.
Nan Blaine Hilliard, Councilor at Large. In my role as the Chair of the Council Orientation Committee, I am also the keeper of the key to the Council Suite. So if anyone wants to have a meeting there, you need to kind of find me so we can make arrangements to schedule you and get you in. Thank you.
Microphone number six.
Ronald Russ, Arkansas Chapter Councilor. I just want to thank the ALA leadership for coming to our centennial conference this past fall. It was a very successful conference, and I know a lot of people were really glad to have you over, so thanks a lot.
It was our pleasure to be there to help you celebrate. We had a wonderful time. I think I speak for Keith as well. Thank you. Microphone number five.
Steve Utzel, Chapter Counselor for New Hampshire. I just want to recognize the president of the New England Library Association, who's also my boss, Mary Ann List. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Stand up. Thank you. Microphone number five.
Rodney Lippard, Chapter Counselor, North Carolina Chapter Counselor, and also Council Forum co-convener. Just want to remind everyone that the Council Forum tonight will be at 8:30 in the Omni Dallas Hotel, the Cedars Room, which I don't believe is in the program. So I hope that you all will be there. And if you have not seen me or Gina Persicini, the other co-convener, please do so if you have anything that you'd like to discuss.
Thank you. Microphone number seven.
Ismail Abdullahi, Councillor at Large. The Diversity Councillors Caucus will meet at the end of this council. Near microphone four, please.
Thank you. Microphone four.
Janice Greenberg, Councillor at Large. I just want to quickly thank and congratulate all the this year's movers and shakers and anyone else who ever got an award recognition this year in the library field and council. You got and others sitting in the room. You guys inspire me more than I can ever say.
Thank you. Please be sure you have signed your vote tally cards and pass it to the aisle. Again, we need it for your attendance, even though there was no vote. Cards without names will be voided. Then cards that are not signed will be voided as well, I guess. I declare the first meeting of the ALA Council adjourned. I have time for lunch, imagine.